For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump reportedly trying to order the Justice Department to take aim at two of his political rivals, calling for the prosecution of Hillary Clinton and fired FBI Director James Comey. Reporter Maggie Haberman with the New York Times.
He made clear to the White House counsel's office he wanted this done, Don McGahn. Then the White House counsel made clear that there were a range of negative outcomes that could face him if he went ahead with that, including, but not necessarily limited to, impeachment.
The president said his homework in the Russia probe is finished.
The written answers to the witch hunt that's been going on forever. No collusion, no nothing. Finished them yesterday. The lawyers have them.
The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says the written answers have been turned over to Robert Mueller's team. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
President Trump says the U.S. needs Saudi Arabia to keep oil prices down, so he says he won't support further sanctions over the slaying of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Saudis are also critical to national security.
It's a mean, nasty world out there. The Middle East in particular, there are important American interests to keep the American people safe.
Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill, though, are demanding a closer look at the Crown Prince's role in Khashoggi's assassination. Another E. coli scare right before Thanksgiving. Federal health officials are once again telling people to not eat romaine lettuce because of E. coli. So far, 32 cases have been confirmed in 11 states, and more than a dozen people have wound up in the hospital. This time, it's serious. The CDC is reporting that all romaine lettuce in the entire U.S. is to be thrown away. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The U.S. Public Interest Research Group is out with a report on dangerous toys, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
We must protect our youngest consumers from unsafe toys.
U.S. TURG Director Mike Litt there, who says the group has released its long-running annual Trouble in Toyland report detailing which toys are not safe for little ones.
Parents and caregivers should watch out for common hazards when shopping for toys.
The group says this year it looked at 40 popular toys and found 15 of them with issues. One of them included the Fabula Forest, which has small pieces that can be choking hazards. And they found 6 different slime toys that contain high levels of boron, which they say can be a hazard if ingested. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Calling Saudi Arabia a great ally, the president says the U.S. will not punish that country for the murder of journalist and U.S. resident Jamal Khashoggi. The leaders of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee have demanded that the Trump administration examine whether Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was responsible for the murder of Khashoggi last month. Republican Bob Corker and Democrat Bob Menendez's letter to the president triggered a provision of the Global Magnitsky Human Rights Accountability Act. It requires the president to determine whether a foreign person was responsible for a human rights violation. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.